Glossary A. Abraham. Same as Abram. Abram, Abraham. The son of Terah from Ur, who was a true Brahmin. He is the father of the Hebrews, elected ones. After Abram had his son, Ishmael, God changed his name to Abraham. Then he begot Isaac, his other son. Abu Bakr, the first caliph of the Muslims. Actualized person. A person who knows the self and is aware of what he can and cannot do. He is content with what he is without relying on others' approval or disapproval. Adam, the name of the first perfect man, first begotten Son of God, who came to the first humans as their guide to lead them to God's ways. Also, Adam refers to the first humans, who were both male and female in one being. Later, these humans were divided into two beings as man and woman, or soulmates. Ahamtattva, the second part of the mind. It consists of Rajaguna. It is the recognizing part of the mind. After the citta, screen, the crudest part of the mind, takes the shape of the external object, the recognizing part identifies the messages received by the citta. The citta itself has no sense of identifying things, but it just receives them. Then it is the ahamtattva, which recognizes what it is and gives the information to the logical or decision-making part of the mind, mahatattva, which makes decisions on how to react to the information received through the citta and ahamtattva. Then, orders are given to the nervous system to carry out the decision with the rajaguna energy. The universal ahamtattva is the recognizing part of the universal mind, through which all things can be recognized. Ahimsa means nonviolence. Violence means to deviate from a set of rules or regulations. So ahimsa means to not violate those rules, dharmas, or laws of the universe. Ahimsa, in truth, means I am he. In the abbreviated form of Hung So or So Hung, it is used as a very powerful mantra in the Far East. Ajna, the sixth chakra in Sanskrit. Akasha, Akasa, same as ether. Akashic Records, Book of Remembrance, Source of Decrees in Islam, Eternal Tablet. The cosmic records of creation and history, the memory of the universal mind, the records kept of all events in the past, and what is happening or will happen in the universe. It is through these records that God, through his prophets, corrects or advances the old revelations. Because of these records, even if humans change the scriptures, God will reveal the truth to those who are chosen to know. Or those who are sincere will have access to these records as a revelation by his grace. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7. Ali, the fourth caliph of the Muslims. Allah, the name used by Prophet Muhammad in Islam, which means God, the adorable one, the praiseworthy. It has also been used as the name of God in the Baha'i faith. In the Hebrew language and related tongues, we can find names for God as El means strong or first, or Eloah, one supreme object of worship, Allah, or Elaha, which are the singular forms for Elohim, God. With comparison of these names for God with the name of Allah, we can see their similarities and closeness in pronunciation and meaning. So we can say that the name of Allah has been used as a reference to God. It has been used throughout the Middle East as the name for God. So Allah is related to the names in the Bible. They are all sacred names because they create vibrational sounds, mantras, which affect the consciousness and expand it toward higher understandings. Amen, the same as Om or Om. It is also a mantra, as Om is. It is used to invoke God's attention, spiritual forces. That is why it is used after prayer. For the same reason, people hope their prayers will be fulfilled if they say the word Amen at the end of the prayer. Anahata, the fourth chakra in Sanskrit. Ananda, bliss, the blissful state of higher or pure consciousness, the ultimate goal of the spiritual journey. The experience starts at the fifth chakra and continues on. He who truly sat, knows the consciousness, chit, will experience bliss, ananda. That is the goal of the life, sat, chit, ananda. Ananda Maya Kosha, etheric state, or bliss, heaven, still a part of Maya, the kosha corresponding to the fifth chakra. Angel, he who is not from earth, same as avatar, also refers to the three gunas and their different levels of attributes in the universe, different combinations of them. Anamaya kosha, physical body, the kosha corresponding to the first chakra. Anu, atom. In the Bible, it is called the dust of the ground. Artist, intellectuals with more intuitive ability, those who can show the present state of the society through their art and how to progress to the next phase. They are one of the classless groups in society, that is, they do not belong to the five active classes in society. Read Kingdom of Heaven on Earth. Astral body, spirit, ethereal body, is what has been referred to as the spirit or ethereal body. It consists of ethereal factors in the human body. The soul, self, unit consciousness, resides in this ethereal body. In fact, the first five chakras reside in this ethereal body and is what the soul progresses through toward reaching higher consciousness. The sixth chakra is the place of the three gunas, the mind, different than the brain. And the seventh chakra is where the soul reaches beyond the power of the three gunas. It becomes pure consciousness. Therefore, the container of the first five chakras is what we can call the astral body, ethereal body, or spirit. When the soul, through this body, leaves the gross body and travels in ethereal factors, It is called astral projection. Atman, same as soul or atom. Atom, the smallest manifested matter, as the basic blocks of creation. For many thousands of years, scientists thought the atom was unbreakable and solid. However, eventually they realized that the atom is actually an empty space compared with its basic structure. Later on, they were able to break the atom into even finer components. They achieved this by using the accelerators to break it into the particles of the atom. However, the atomic particles are unstable and are very short-lived in the environment of the laboratories. With this, they have realized that the creation is much more complex than they have ever imagined. Through these studies, and based on the theory of a unified field that all things have come from, scientists have discovered that there are four forces in the universe. These forces are generally known as the weak force, electromagnetic force, strong force, and force of gravity. The scientific explanation of these forces are: the weak force mediates the process of radioactive decay. The strong force binds elements together to create matter. The electromagnetic force carries light, energy from the sun, heat, and stars. When we consider the explanation about these three forces, we can see the relationship between them and the three gunas. The weak force mediates the process of radioactive decay. Decay is the transformation of matter into its more basic elements to be used to create other more complicated elements in creation. This is the function of the sentient, a sattva force, to loosen the grip of the tamaguna and free the elements to be used to further the creation. The strong force binds elements together to create matter. This is the very function of the crudifying force, tamaguna, binding the elements, consciousness, to create matter. The electromagnetic force carries light, energy, from the sun, heat, and stars. Not only does it carry energy, it is energy itself. Energy is the mutative Raja force in nature. It is the magnet in the universe. However, science has not yet mastered the ether. If this element is understood by them, they will realize that all particles in the atom and the atom itself are created by crudified ether. If they could ever go deeper than this, they would also realize that these three forces function on the consciousness, which is the most elusive of all elements in the universe. Science also regards gravity as one of the forces in creation. However, gravity is the pulling total amount of strong force in mass, effect, and nature. Because the total amount of strong force in the mass varies as the mass varies, the greater or denser the mass, the greater the gravity. The opposite force to this pulling gravity attraction effect is the influence of the weak force, the total amount of weak force, or total amount of the absence of the strong force, repulsion. The greater the absence of the strong force, the greater the repulsive force. It is the interplay of these two forces, effects, which keep the planets in their orbits. All of these forces, Mother, are under the control of the consciousness, Father. If science realizes this, then its followers no longer can be called scientists, but mystics. Avatar, Son of God, God, God-man. In the image of God, he who manifests God's qualities, compassion, mercy, knowledge, goodness, etc. He is one with God when he talks about, is connected to, him. He might act like a regular person when he is not connected, as did Christ, who was a Son of God, connected and one with God, and a Son of Man, who was just a man. An avatar comes back to this world after reaching pure consciousness in order to help others to reach higher consciousness and or pure consciousness. He is called an avatar, Son of God, God-man. Avatars come to this world with definite missions in according to the time, place, and situation, the situation and or level of consciousness of humanity. Besides avatars, sons of God, there is the first begotten Son, Maha Avatar, Christ, the Anointed One, etc., who comes as the major manifestation to bring the revelations of God to man. The coming of a major manifestation is rare. There will be only one more major manifestation that will occur in 1,000 years, but no new revelation. It is then that the last part of the plan of God will be fulfilled. The golden age will dawn. However, there might still be avatars who come to implement these teachings and to keep them intact and refreshed until then. Avidya. Vidya means knowledge. Avidya means ignorance. It is the name given to the material manifested world. Also, each atom, Anu, is called an avidya, ignorant, and has to progress through the evolutionary process to reach pure consciousness, vidya.